This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon states to encourage manufacturing, boost ease of doing business, and make India a global services giant. Mr. Modi said soon India would be launching the National Manufacturing Mission, NMM, and every state must give this top priority and create infrastructure to attract global companies. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday. The 3-day conference began on the 26th of this month on the theme of Human Capital for Vikasit Bharat. Highlighting India's demographic advantage, the Prime Minister stated that nearly 70% of the population is in the working age group, creating a unique historical opportunity which, when combined with economic progress, can significantly accelerate India's journey towards Vikasit Bharat. The Prime Minister said India has boarded the Reform Express, driven primarily by the strength of its young population, and empowering this demographic remains the government's key priority. President Draupadi Murmu today participated in the closing ceremony of centenary celebrations of Olcheki script of Santhali language in Karandi area of Jamshedpur in East Singhbhum district, Jharkhand. During the event, the President also paid tributes to Pandit Raghunath Murmu, father of Olcheki script in Jharkhand. The Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji Act, is likely to make most of the states net gainers of 17,000 crore rupees as compared to the average allocation of the last 7 years. The Act has replaced the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. According to a research report by the State Bank of India, SBI, the Act will improve overall fund distribution to states. The report highlighted that the restructuring of the earlier MG Narega through the Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji framework seeks to integrate transformative practices and strategies. The focus will be laid on addressing challenges related to competitive project identification, productive asset creation, enhanced income generation, and an efficient monitoring mechanism. The Supreme Court has stayed its own order on new Aravali range definition. The Apex Court has asked for experts' panel report. In its ruling today, the court said clarifications are necessary on the definitions approved earlier. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Florida last night over a peace plan to end war with Russia. The U.S. president said the meeting was terrific and a lot of progress had been made in Russia-Ukraine peace talks, as both the countries are in favor of ending the war. Dense fog has engulfed several parts of northern India, disrupting flight and train operations. According to the Delhi Division of Railways, around 18 Delhi-bound trains are running more than 3 hours late. The weather has also affected air travel. As per the Delhi airport, 64 flights have been cancelled today due to the foggy weather. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has issued a passenger advisory urging passengers to stay updated through airlines' official communication channels. Airlines including Air India, IndiGo and SpiceJet have advised travellers to keep a check on their flight status before heading to the airport. They have also asked passengers to keep additional time for airport arrival and check-in procedures and plan their travel accordingly. In the run-up to New Year's celebrations, Delhi Traffic Police has intensified enforcement measures across the national capital to ensure road safety and prevent accidents caused by drunken driving. Senior officers are personally supervising enforcement activities and additional forces have been deployed at vulnerable points. During these intensified checks, around 14,000 each allowance for overspeeding and more than 5,000 for red light jumping were issued. Delhi Police has appealed to all citizens to celebrate responsibly, strictly avoid drunken driving, follow traffic rules and cooperate with police personnel on duty. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading over 0.3% down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex slipped 300 points to 84,742, while the Nifty dipped 84 points to 25,958 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.